Okay, hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds better. Just waiting for JD.
Cool.
JD?
Yep.
Perfect. JD, are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we all can hear collectively.
Yes, I hear y'all loud and
clear. Yes. Okay, can everybody hear me?
Yes, we're good. Okay, awesome. So this episode is brought to you by Lolando. Go buy some soap. All natural. Use my promo code Auntie, AUNTIE, and y'all get 10% off of your purchase at lolando.com. So we was having some technical difficulties last week, and we're still kind of having technical difficulties, but we're going to try to make it work. I really thought it was because we were going to discuss conspiracy theories, and I just thought the government was tapping my shit, but it was actually, it was really actually a glitch.
It just so happened to happen.
Right, it just so happened to happen when we wanted to discuss conspiracy theories. But, so, yeah.
Let's blame the glitch.
Right. Per the email and them contacting me, there's something
the fans listening.
There's something
the fans broke everybody. Huh? Just to break, look, the fans broke everybody so you wouldn't have a conversation. I'm convinced.
Yeah, no, it's okay, but we don't have this conversation today. Trust me. We're gonna get through it. So we're gonna discuss conspiracy theories and religion this episode. And this was a long awaited for episode. Now I know the typo queen have a lot to say about who wanted to discuss Flint within the mixture of my conspiracy within the mixture of the conspiracy theory topic. So do y'all want to begin?
I mean, we can.
Okay, so what is y'all top favorite conspiracy theory?
That the government is run by a mass a group of people who are quadrillionaires, and they create wars, they create famine, they control the weather, they control our food. It's genetically modified, literally causing cancer. It's the same ingredients that are used in fucking fertilizer, which indirectly causes cancer in another way. They pump our animals with all types of bullshit.
You just go there, all the conspiracy theories?
I mean, I'm just saying, it's all one, though. It's all one. It's just all time. Everybody like tries to branch it out into multiple things. It's really just one. And the
it's really,
thing
no,
is,
it really, like, the government itself is basically just one big conspiracy theory, but it's so
but
many.
But it's true.
Aspects.
They sloppy yeah,
right.
It.
It's so
you.
Many things within the government itself. It's like you really can't, like, it's like you talk about one, you got to talk about the other. Like,
it's all up. Exactly. And
so go ahead.
And it's beyond just like, and I say that to wrap it all up. It's about control and population control, because when you're the person who's controlling everything, do you have to work? No, but we're the ones who are fucking working and scrambling and scraping to get by to make ends meet. You pay taxes you don't fully comprehend yet. In general, the entire world is in debt to somebody. The fuck? Like, the entire world is trillions of dollars in debt. Who the fuck we in debt to?
How?
You're individually in debt. But anyways, to keep it going, and then you have in the same angle and mix, which is swished all together, which is Black people, Black men specifically. When Black men and Black women once ruled the world or once took over and controlled most of, not everything, shit flowed differently if you didn't notice. Like, the planet is literally being destroyed as we speak. Like, and it's just a shrug on the shoulders, whatever. You talk about, bring up the Florida, that red tide shit, and watch how people act like it's old news. Like, it isn't killing off ecosystems. Like, this isn't a part of the fucking planet. So with that being said, when Black people know who they really fucking are, shit runs differently. And it's just complete, that's just factual. You can look at it in history. I'm not putting in any type of fucking super scholar terms, or putting it in layman's terms, Black and white, shit just runs differently. And racism is used as a tool of division, not only to keep Black people thinking they fucking retarded when you're not, even though you naturally flow and do natural things. Not talking about books and studying and figuring something out. No, you naturally do things that just flow from you. And also, they want you to keep fighting amongst each other, because if we all figure out we're getting fucked, we can easily overthrow the entire fucking bullshit. But, you know. Everybody's comfortable.
And that comes in everybody's with the New World Order. That comes in with martial law and whatnot, and everything that's going on with gun control.
Fake news.
It's not even really so much gun control. Like, they're trying to push guns on us so they can push back with gun control. And then next thing you know, we got martial law. They're trying to disarm everybody, this, that, and the third. Like, it's it's too many, it's too much going on right now in this world, and it's too many people that's feeding into the mass media. For one, that's the base, that's the culprit of everything.
That shit is a distraction.
Right, the media. The media is there for a reason.
That's why I don't really enjoy discussing celebrity shit, because who gives a flying fuck? Real shit. Like, every day you live your life, and I promise you, you're not as comfortable as you want to be. You're not as happy as you want to be. You're not living the way you want to, or you would give no fucks about no celebrity if you were living that way. Somebody bring that conversation up, you'd be on your yacht cruising the fuck away, not giving a fuck. Like, who are you telling me this shit about? So it's a distraction. Literally, it'll be a fucking explosive go off over here, or whatever the fuck. I don't believe shit the news puts on. Even like the Charlottesville fucking race shit, even the DC shit, it's just suspect as fuck. It's just, it's like to the point where it's like,
stuff is,
you're insulting my intelligence.
A lot of that stuff is to just keep a lot of shit going. Exactly. For it's like entertainment to them, and for us it's like, I don't care. America is America focuses, like, they don't like terrorism, but we have so much domestic terrorism going on within our country, they won't deem it really as domestic terrorism. They're deeming it as, oh, these, somebody just off they rocker, this and a third. But the way, like, the way that the situations be happening, it just does not play right. It's like scripted.
It's boom, there you go. You said
that's
it.
Why we have exactly. Crisis actors and shit like that.
Same,
like,
motherfuckers keep popping up.
Right, and just like the situation that happened at Sandy Hook, I don't believe that situation happened at Sandy Hook, that elementary school with all them kids dying. I do not. And they bulldozed that whole entire, like, that school is gone now. Like, that whole situation just, like, got swept. Like, you have this kid that looked like he was created in a lab come shoot up the damn school, and he's dead, his mama dead, the kids is apparently dead, and now the school is completely gone. Like, why?
Type of shit is that?
And then, like, with Columbine, like, yeah, that's true. That school got shot up. I believe Columbine actually did happen, but that's
we've cool seen news. It though on the
right.
news.
Right,
it went down in our faces.
Right.
Like,
so,
oh,
but
by the way,
that school did not get shut down or anything. The lot is still there. What have you? So it's just like certain situations. Like, why would you bulldoze an elementary school where there was a mass shooting? Like, how often do you see them getting rid of places where it's mass shooting? There was mass shooting at colleges. Them colleges are still up and running.
Virginia Tech still popping. And that
right.
Was an
so
ugly
it's
situation.
Like, it's certain things that they do that makes you question, like,
what the fuck?
Right. What, like, and then, like, it's kids. Like, how often do you see situations like this happening on this scale with children?
Or we can go way back to the fucking drawing board where we first talked about how the fuck do two motherfuckers take a whole plane full of people with some box cutters?
Mm. Oh, yes. Oh,
melt two fucking towers that weren't designed, and the actual ingredients, actual shit used to actually make the towers could not melt based off those planes, but you telling
okay,
us
okay, well, happened.
Like, that's
well,
it insults our intelligence, is my point.
Well, since you said that,
that's real shit.
There has been sources out there stating that the day before the World Trade Center attack happened, they had shut the World Trade Center down, and they were planting bombs on the bottom of the buildings. Because if a plane was to hit a building, the building would not collapse inward. First of all, let's just get that straight.
It wouldn't collapse, period.
No, you're right.
It would be a
you're completely
up
right.
The floor.
You're completely right. It would not collapse at all because of where the planes went. But obviously, it was bombs. It was bombs on a plane, and it was bombs in the building. So that's why everything just imploded. And then to make matters worse, you have Building 7 that was nowhere
damn,
near both of the World Trade Center. But another thing with that is they were trying to get rid of a lot of information that was stored in Building 7. Mm-hmm. So...
And they took out insurance policies on all of those.
Oh,
buildings.
Yeah, they took out insurance policies
early.
And all that other
isn't
shit.
Isn't that crazy?
And,
early. What?
And the people, the most important people that were supposed to be in that building that day were actually not in that building. So that should tell you a lot. And then, a lot of people that were in the building that got out and they were covered in that debris and all that other bullshit, a lot of them died of cancer.
Okay.
But that's another conversation for another day. However, 9/11, that was, I don't give a fuck. It was staged.
like a motherfucker. To the point, like I said, when you really sit down, it's so much. It's not even just the structure of the buildings and where the planes hit them. It's what the buildings are made of. The planes couldn't. They weren't hot enough to make the buildings.
I mean, this
fall.
More. They have it's, more than enough proof that it's exactly, proof that it. Like it's so much proof that proves that it's bullshit.
It's
that,
disrespectful that even people still sit up here and be like, "God bless America." Fuck
and especially
America.
Like she America said, though, no so, all them people that speak up, even just with all that shit, though, it was a lot of shit like that. All them people that speak up, even with those elections and shit, just mysteriously dying of just
the
random diseases.
Doctors. The holistic doctors, people are telling you to eat better. People are telling you common sense shit. You can't eat genetically modified food.
Just taking them out.
They're dying, gone. Any person.
But guess who's thriving, though?
Not insurance, pharmaceuticals.
Guess
pharmaceutical companies caused the opioid crisis. Why ain't nobody in jail but your fucking cousin from 10 years back, 11 years back, went to jail for fucking life for selling dope, fucking crack? But pharmaceutical companies fucking push pills and pay doctors off to administer the pills. And
oh, wait, I got
dying.
Another one. I got another one. Got another one. I got some moti on that. So, I was watching this documentary with my dad maybe about less than 2 years ago. But then again, I want to say like last year, maybe. I was watching this documentary on pharmaceuticals. And a lot of the drugs, before they hit the actual general public like us, they go through the military first.
Yes.
So a lot
oh,
of
definitely.
Military, yes. So a lot of the military personnel are literally being lab
test subjects
to right to a lot of the medications that are that they're trying to test out, and it makes sense because you'd be wondering why a lot of the doctors and stuff on these military installations don't really know what they're doing. They're giving you, you know, this. They're giving you that. They're trying to test it out. The same with doctors in the civilian world.
They don't know shit. They know
right. They give you all this stuff, but the whole point of it is to keep you sick so you keep coming back.
Literally, no doctor gonna tell you to eat healthy.
A multi-billion-dollar company, just like with cancer. Like people think radiation is good for cancer. It's only killing you. It's making you worse. So you're gonna get worse before you get better. But in the meantime, you're spending all this money trying to get better when you can go through natural ways to kill cancer.
Like, wait, I got one though. Like this past winter, yeah, I think it was this past winter or the one before. I can't remember. My motherfuckers were like dying from the flu. And they were pushing so fucking hard for people to get flu shots because people were just dying from that shit. And we never, nobody ever, especially look, black people don't get the flu shot, first off. And then a lot of mothers, like, didn't even matter. Like, I was pregnant and they were trying to push for me to get the flu shot. And I'm like, well, I see what happened after I had my baby. Like,
that's a whole other conspiracy. Any vaccine they pushing on your ass, any new vaccine. When we were little, what we got? Fucking the chickenpox shit, pneumonia.
I got the
polio. Like we got that. And I take it back. I had chicken pox, so I didn't get that vaccination. Now there's a laundry list of vaccinations kids are required to get to the point they're locking parents up because they're saying I'm not putting no fucking poison in my kid. It's been proven that the ingredients and active ingredients, meaning the main ingredients of vaccinations, cause autism. How many autistic kids you see? ADHD.
You know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. I've seen so many kids these days with autism.
Girl.
Than I've seen when we were growing up.
When we were growing up. Yeah.
We saw a lot of kids that had just like it wasn't really autism. It was just like learning discipline. Like some of them kids are just fucking slow. You know what I'm saying? Like they
or bad as shit.
Right, they so the bad kids or the slow kids, they deemed them as bad, and then you have obviously the kids that did come out of the womb mentally challenged mm-hmm. and whatever the case may be. But that, you know, that's something different. But the bad kids, they all had learning disabilities because they were bad. I know for a fact they told my mother that I had ADD because I was bad. You know what I'm saying?
And you came from that generation. They start pushing that shit though.
Yeah. Like, so right, you know, like my I was medicated as a kid growing up because they thought I had ADD, but it was more so of the fact like I'm just lazy. Like the schoolwork is boring. Like you sit in class for 8 hours and y'all do the same thing over and over again. And then sometimes you just don't want to do it. Like you're doing what kids do. It's just not like kids just do things like that. But the first thing it is, these white folks, oh, they probably got a learning disability. They got ADD. I went and got tested. I'm drugged up until I'm like 18 and I go into the military where I had to get off my drugs. But it was really actually nothing wrong with me.
And you know, it's just they put you on a schedule too, meaning a highly addictive illegal substance. A child. Now, check this out. When we were little, were kids fucking shooting up schools like left and right?
Absolutely not. No, like, you would get that one weird kid that might bring a knife to school.
No, shit.
Not even bringing a gun. It'd be a knife. Like, I know it was one girl. She just brought a knife to school over a dude. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but other than that, like, there was absolutely nothing going on during that time. Nobody was shooting up nothing. Nobody had nothing serious. We wasn't carrying box cutters to school. Like, it wasn't that bad.
Now think about this. You're telling a child, for being a child, because ADHD, yes, there's people who I do believe have ADHD. I think everybody has a piece of ADHD in them, because I mean, shit, sometimes you're just gonna space the fuck out. Like you said, shit is boring. So
you're boring, yes.
They're putting four-year-olds, my god, they putting babies on Adderall. You know, motherfuckers be in college, tweak the fuck out off of Adderall, and them same motherfuckers low-key doing crack and shit and meth now. Like, they fucked up. You putting a child on it before their brain can develop, and you wonder why the fuck they shooting up schools. Like, that's they go to. Ain't no video games. You're fucking with a baby's head before it can develop. I feel bad when I see the information. I have to process that shit for a fucking four-year-old, a three-year-old. How about mom? Dad, you calm the fuck down and give your kids some attention. Promise you they'll change. Promise you they'll be a little more.
Yeah, that's another thing too. Like, a lot of the parents, it's more so like, I don't have time to deal with this, so I'm just gonna put you on medication and have the medication deal with it. And then it calms them down, and then like the parents are gonna do what they gotta do, and they don't hear from their kids for like hours. But their kids aren't doing anything bad. They're just in this junky zombie, you know. Like, I know when I was on that medication, I couldn't really eat, and I was just quiet. Like, it was like, I was like a zombie, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, my mom was like, oh, you're so much well-behaved. Well, yeah, bitch, I'm fucking on drugs. Like,
right.
Making me take this medication every day. And when I don't take it, you're mad that I don't. But it was like, it was messing up my hunger. I lost mad weight. This and a third. So it's just like a lot of, like, we've had episodes on parenting. A lot of these parents, they don't want to deal with their kids. So the best method is to, you know, either put them on medication or just let them run amok. And it's, you know, either you got insurance, you're getting on some type of medication.
You got Medicaid, you getting that shit. Guaranteed.
So, yeah.
Or shit, it's not even that. Sometimes they just don't look into stuff and they just always do what the doctor says, which is not like a smart thing.
As if white people are the smartest people. I swear white people are aliens. And that's,
is
not
that
even,
another
like, that's not even
theory?
The smart part.
White
that's
people are
the smart...
aliens on the devil. Huh? That's another conspiracy theory. That's what? Legit a conspiracy theory. Not aliens. White people are devils. No bullshit. That's,
I mean, they could be
with tails.
White people are aliens. They're devils. They're reptilians. Like,
look at deformed white people. Just look up pictures. You won't find no motherfucking black person with no fucking tail. The motherfuckers be born with tails and shit. And they just do heinous, really fucked up shit. And when they get wet, they don't smell like just themselves. It's like dog. That's not natural. That's not something somebody made up as a joke. Why the fuck do y'all smell like dog? You ask me. Answer them that question. That's real shit. Yeah, this racist as fuck. Fuck that shit. Y'all just had a fucking rally about how racist you are. Fuck your feelings. Why do y'all smell like fucking dog when you get wet? And why do y'all get tails? And why do you do heinous shit to each other and to the planet? Something ain't right. I'm just saying. That's a conspiracy theory.
I really do think white people be, I think a lot of them is aliens. And that's just basic. And that's just based on, all right, so y'all bear with me for a second, because then I'm going to start talking about technology, because I do not single-handedly think one man can be so smart to give us all this advancement of technology. But
we going to the aliens now?
Yes, we're going to aliens right now.
Okay,
so just bear with me. Yes, just bear with me. So I feel white people are aliens, and that's because of the whole entire control that white people have on the whole entire universe. The country.
The whole
period.
Universe.
Right. So it's they're
just
white
bland
people, right.
Fucking...
So white people are I don't consider them.
Are you just creative?
I don't consider white people superior.
You can't cook. How you make all these things, but you don't know how to make seasoning.
See, over here cooking white people is funny.
Damn, bro. Can I talk before I get my thought?
Sorry.
White people
I had to get my joke off. It was in the top of my head. It fits so well.
I'm trying to give a real statement.
Oh, my God.
I have to
I'm
say
trying to get deep.
So brave. Go ahead.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so.
Oh, man, that's funny.
I don't feel that white people are superior because they had to take everything that, you know, other people have made in order to, you know, rise to where they are right now. And just because they are at this forefront of, you know, the most important fucking species, I really believe they were sent here by aliens. I don't think God created white people. I don't care. like we're going to talk about religion, but you know, like,
why can't y'all be in the sun without burning up? These are questions.
Right. And then they'll sit here and say they had parts in the pyramids and stuff like that, but y'all go sit in the sun for 10 minutes and y'all about to die. Y'all look like a chicken.
Wait, how are you an Egyptian and you can't even stay in the sun?
Right, my point exactly. So that's why I feel as though, you know, white people are aliens. And then they just do some weird things like, you know, white people, they're daredevils. Like, the things black people don't do, white people will do. And then you sitting here thinking, like, at what point in time did you just not realize you jumping off of this bridge that you're probably gonna die? Like, it's not even you trying to commit suicide. It's like you think this is a major stunt.
Oh, and this would be cool. No, they just be like, this will be cool and risk, right, like Jackass. Cool,
but at what point does your brain just tell you that it's just not the smartest thing to do? Like, y'all here to dominate the world, apparently, and to just take over and just make everybody that's under y'all just work for y'all while y'all sit here and, you know, enjoy the fruits from our labor. But, and then with technology goes, I don't really believe that one person can sit here and be that smart to advance technology. And I only say that because they're white. They've got to be aliens. Aliens are super smart.
White people aren't white people steal shit, though. For real, black people are, like, dead-ass now. There'd be motherfuckers coming out of, like, just some random jungle in fucking Ethiopia or some shit. That was fucked up. And they're, like, astronomically, ridiculously smart. Like, they created a whole town in electricity.
No, I understand that, but I'm okay, take iPhone for an example, okay? Steve Jobs. He dead now. He died of cancer. I don't want to talk about that one, but he was very smart, and I do not feel that man single-handedly is able to use his brain power to this degree. And then you have, like, GPS systems in your car, satellite stuff like that. Like, we white people control everything. But their powers, like, they have bases where they have alien subjects. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have been connected with aliens. We have gotten intelligence from aliens.
Well, yeah. I mean, we can't build the pyramids now. We can't. Okay. So my mom used to binge watch Ancient Aliens. So I'd be all on the alien shit. I told you I do this conspiracy shit.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So I don't feel it's that clear a that lot they, of stuff coming
I don't think white people are aliens, though. If they are, they're not the right alien.
No. Well, you have different types of aliens. Yeah, it's a
different species of aliens.
It's not the regular ones that you know, not like E.T., but, you know, like the green skin ones. Like, you have different forms of aliens. And like
they
I said,
might
they
be coming to leak some shit.
They have different bases. They have bases to where they actually communicate with aliens. That's, you know, obviously top secret stuff like that. And then that Roswell situation that happened, where they claimed that it wasn't an alien, that it was an alien. I don't care what they say, because if it wasn't an alien, why is that base so protected and heavily secured? But anyways,
but you know, they make light of it, you know.
Yeah, right. So aliens come in different forms, and a lot of the intelligence that we get, I really feel that it comes directly from the aliens, especially because we have the bases here in the United States, period. Like, y'all can go look up Dulce base right now, okay? And that's that, like, it's like top secret. Y'all heard about Denver Airport, the underground of Denver Airport?
No. Y'all ain't hear about that one? I stopped looking at the conspiracy theories a while ago, and I realized it wasn't making me no money.
Well, it's not even so much as not making money. It's just seeing how much of the shit the government sits and lies to us about.
It drives me fucking crazy, though, because it's like, oh, yeah. I don't have control of my life, so it sucks.
You can still have control of your life, but the problem is you're going to always pick and choose how you want to live your life.
You do not have control of your life at this current moment, on God.
What do you, who?
Nobody does. Nobody fucking does. Real shit. If somebody can create a fucking hurricane to rip through some shit.
Oh, I mean,
you ain't got control of shit, my guy. Real shit. Like, you could think you do, or somebody could come in your house and you, if this conversation right here, we reached a certain platform and we really had our statistics straight and somebody could come fucking take us and our family out like that shit ain't never happened. You don't have control of your life. People can poison your food, your water.
And act like the government controls everything. But as far as your personal life goes, like, I have control of my personal life. But when it comes down to me, right. But when it comes down to me, you know, having to go out to eat or buying my groceries, or, you know, one day I might just feel like I'm just going to go get a vaccine. Like, that might inject me with like HIV or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, you don't know. You're living on eggshells, you know, with the government. Like you just said, they can sit here and they can control the weather. They can go sprinkle chemtrails. You got chemtrails in the sky that's making you sick. They can go ahead and sprinkle a little bit of some hurricane, you know, extra shit in a hurricane and make that hurricane from, you know, from
they can make a hurricane.
They come fracking right, the fuck out of your water and fuck it all up. I'm fracking, baby.
And like that's why I said Flint. Flint, I really think Flint is a social experiment.
Why, of course. It's probably to see how society will react since nobody's really causing a true uproar exactly. to come together and stop shit. We just like, damn, that's fucked
but
up.
But Flint haven't had water for how long? 4 years,
yep.
right?
Over four, yeah.
Over, yeah.
Right, and they seeing, but the bad part about it is the government will sit here and they will sit and try to attack Black people, trying their very best to get rid of us. But they can't.
But they can't, they can't get rid of us because they need us. So they have to try to control us. It's almost
right. It's so that's exactly why the situation with Flint, it's like a population control type situation. It's a social experiment. They ain't had water. Why out of the whole country, only Flint is the only one without clean water?
They're the
water
only ones who are getting news coverage on it. They're not the only ones without clean water. They don't, say, like, no bullshit.
San Diego's the same.
Wait, who else don't have clean water?
San Diego, California does it.
Oh, well, ain't they having them forest fires?
Yeah, but though, California right now, they're having a whole bunch, there's a whole bunch of fires because it's the humidity, for some reason, is fucking out of this world right now.
For some reason.
Everywhere. Like, the humidity is horrible. So if somebody fucking throws a cigarette on the fucking grass, it's going to be a fucking fire. Also,
so Pete, I'm sorry. Actually, my bad. Go ahead. I was about to say something.
The water here is bad as fucking well. Because right now, like on Camp Pendleton, basically everybody who lives on housing, they have to have a filter for the water because the water is bad. And people still be drinking it and shit, but fuck, it's bad. Cause I got an ice maker, and I be trying to use the water for the faucet or whatever, and that shit start turning colors. So I had to do that shit.
So okay, so other places ain't got no clean water.
Detroit, California.
Wait, yeah, I was about to say it spread. No, listen, I was just about to say that. My sister is so funny. My mom said it to me like about a week or so ago. She sent us a text message, maybe 2 weeks, and she said, "Don't drink water." And I'm thinking it's because my mom, she'd be watching all them YouTube videos. So I'm like, whatever. So she told me my sister said it. And so look, I just Googled it, right? Mm-hmm. They actually are talking about the fact that deadly toxins have been found in water all around the U.S. in different areas and shit. And that's like 6 days ago. And then in Kalamazoo, they were having issues with contaminants and water and shit. And so it's actually been out here like a couple months back out here. Like, and I'm in the suburbs of Detroit, issues with water. And it's like, it's little spread things that they don't say anything though. They just let it happen. And then people find out because people are pretty much going to buy kits. They checking their water. They're doing more because they knew about Flint, and all it was somebody said word of mouth and was saying stuff, and people were trying to hide it, but people were telling people not to drink the water. And it's starting in even areas that are spreading from around there where people were checking even bottled water. Like, it's stuff that's just in it, contaminants, just shit. It's just
the plastic.
Honestly,
that
at this point,
y'all don't understand even how that much is broken down to how much the shit that we ingest is toxic. No bullshit. Like, down to, like, you talked about the soap at the beginning. down to the fucking soap. Everything is fucking us up, and people are like, la, 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 living, and we talk about it. We have these conversations, but everyone is so comfortable, even though they're not comfortable to the gist of having all the luxuries, they have the necessities. The fact that we're not starving, we're not down and out, nobody's wilding yet. But eventually, it's going to get to a point of chaos. I don't know if our lifetime or our children's lifetime, people going to get sick of the bullshit, or the resources are going to give up, or everybody's going to start really fucking falling apart from all the bullshit we're ingesting in. Because genetically modified food should not be legal. It's outlawed in so many countries. It's banned. We are pushing it. We advertise it. So it's beyond
just... People love going out to eat, man.
I went to Wendy's earlier. I ain't gonna lie to you. I felt bad. I was like, I shouldn't even feed this shit to my kids.
Look, you know what? Whenever I think about fast food,
I'm a hypocrite.
Well, because I was pregnant last year when the hepatitis was going around, I stopped eating out. And I understand grocery stores can be just as bad because they pay their employees shitty amount, shitty wages. But it's even where with they that, get it like, from.
It's beyond just the employees.
I mean, no, I the way I see it is, it's not that, it's the employees. Because the employee will come to work sick. The employee can't go to the doctor because they don't have insurance. They can't afford insurance. The job doesn't offer insurance. They can't take off work because you can't take off work, otherwise you'll lose your job. So now they're going to work, and it's a person that's sick. Like the 7-Eleven, one person spread a hepatitis to almost 2,000, 3,000 people. And people just will still go out to eat. Like even here, I was not fucking with it. When I started seeing those news, it was like two people got hepatitis at a restaurant. You have 2 weeks to get the vaccination or whatever, or else you just fucked. They told people 15 days after it happened. They put it on the news because they had to wait and they had to find out and make sure and confirm. These people were fucked.
That's just like when
the people who felt
and their strawberries and when they have recalls on fucking lettuce. When girl, they recall everything every fucking day.
But see, that's why I don't eat anymore. That's why I don't go out to eat. But I understand with even grocery stores. That's why I need a farm.
Oh yeah, for sure. My dad started a garden because my ass was worse than the shit. I was like, you should really start growing shit. Too bad my dad is fucking toxic and I can't learn how to garden with him. But that's where it's at, is really having your own food, your own water, your own resources. And then here goes the shitty part. The government can say, we want your fucking land for a highway, bitch. Guess what you're about to do? Get the fuck up and go. By choice.
They'll find a reason. But look, they will find a reason. They will find a reason to get you out. If you don't pay buy out, they will find something to fuck you up and get you out. They will fuck up the land you on. The water, the pipes that break,
the
foundation.
Look what they did to the fucking Indians when they were doing all that processing. They fought.
I'm watching this shit they doing to people in Detroit. What? They evicted all those business owners in Detroit. People who have been here for 30, 40, 50 years in downtown Detroit, they evicted the fuck out of them to move in all these white business owners and gentrify the fuck out of downtown. Hitting them with citations and shit saying, y'all never own this building. Let me move away from this window. Y'all never own this building, this, and that. Like, 100%. Like, I watched that shit just happen. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, that shit is really fucked up. And stuff, when you were talking about not clean water, I looked it up years ago when Flint first started happening. It was like small areas, like Alabama, like some town you never heard of. It was these small little towns. So not the big shit like what JD's talking about. Talking about these little, you know, them little back road towns that don't make a fuck about and a bunch of hood ass black people live. But, yeah. Right. So it's like, the shit's been happening, but I feel like when you say it's an experimental thing as far as a social experiment, Flint got a lot of news coverage and Flint still pops up in conversation. Yet it's like nobody really does anything about it. Like we sit up here, and even when Obama did that fake shit and act like he sipped the water, was like, it's clean. Oh, it's great.
Absolutely not.
And not at all, sir. Not at all, sir. And so
like it's a social experiment to see how long probably like if like I might be thinking too deep, but it might be one of them things where they're trying their very best to try to control how people are, to try to control everybody, and they're trying to see how long Flint can actually go without clean water. It's been 4 years. There's absolutely no reason why nobody has fixed this situation. Like, I mean, yeah, giving water bottles and stuff like that, but I don't even know how anybody can live like that. Like, I don't understand. The government's fucked up. Period. Like, they pay taxes and then this happens. It's like, why am I paying taxes? Why aren't y'all fixing it?
And they were suing them for the water bills. When people finally stopped paying, they were like, nah, bitch, you better pay. Like, we gonna start taking shit and garnishing shit. Like, what the fuck do you mean I gotta pay my water bill and the shit is contaminated? Like, what are you talking about? Like the stuff that goes on, even I think that we're just becoming, not I think, we're definitely becoming more desensitized to so much shit. Even with us in the podcast, we talked about with the molested children. I just seen a fucking news article. I don't know how valid it is. That said that they found like a sex camp for kids, like the granted, I of course some shit like that is going down. I don't know how valid.
Is it with the kids separated from their parents?
They're saying the kids who were taken away from their parents are like sex slaves, and it's like you see stories like that.
To be honest with you, it has been. I was reading article. I think it was like a couple of weeks ago that a lot of the kids there were getting actually sexually assaulted
or sold by into human trafficking type shit.
Yeah. But you know what? I don't even think that's a conspiracy. That's not even a conspiracy theory. That's real life. A lot of these kids are being sold. Like, okay, now since we're talking about kids, so. Y'all know how a lot of kids go missing, right? And it's not even the immigrant children that's at these little concentration camps right now, separated from their family, but just in general. Like, every fucking day I get on Twitter, some fucking kid is missing. And I'm sitting here wondering to myself, and then I question my parents and, like, how is it that my kid, I know where she at all parts of the day, standing there. And then I see these other kids going missing. And it's just like, how are these kids going missing? And a lot of these kids are being snatched up. And then the black kids more so, you know, you have Oregon.
I was like, organs? That ain't organs. Yeah. Them, all them little girls went missing in D.C.
A lot of them girls either, you know, like a lot of them girls in D.C., they either went missing based on, y'all can get mad at me if y'all fucking want. Y'all know some girls can be a little bit faster than others. Some of them just might end up, some of them might ended up running away from home, then found somebody online. Hopefully they're alive. You know, sometimes they might meet their fate, but it could be one of them situations. And then sometimes I really think too that a lot of them is being snatched up for their organs because they don't never hear from them again. And it was like a whole bunch of black women too at one point that was missing and nobody knew where they were. And I don't even think they found them.
They just stopped talking about it.
Right, they stopped talking about them. And I mean, you can get the black organs from black folks, they can get a real good pretty penny from them, period. Our organs are better. Why do you think a lot of these damn white folks that's like elites and shit like that, they're staying alive longer because they're using our fucking organs. But then us regular people that need organs from people,
you go on a list.
We got to go on a fucking waiting list. And I'm telling y'all right now, any black person out there, if y'all have organ donor on your driver's license, take it off. I don't care if you
want to kill you.
That I don't care, whatever the case may be. Like, yeah, I'm dead.
They will let you down the table.
They gonna get rid of you before you even have the opportunity to give your organ to somebody. Take that shit off your driver's license. That is just a radar on your ass when something go wrong and they need somebody, George Bush or goddamn one of the Rockefellers again. They need an organ. One of y'all going missing. Take that shit off your license. But back to the conversation, a lot of these kids that's going missing, they're getting sold into trafficking. I'm just not buying that they're just like a family member took them. Nah, these kids getting sold or these kids is literally getting snatched. And it's so easy. I was watching a video. There was a video that posted on Twitter maybe like a week ago of people just snatching kids. Like, and it's so scary because you could be walking with your baby, and next thing you know, somebody done snatched them.
What? There was a video. There was a mom in the store, because my coworker went through this exact same thing, and it was a scary thing to see a video, and then you hear someone who's like telling the exact same story. There was a woman in the store, and a guy walked up, and y'all probably seen the video. He just snatched a little girl. And the mom would not let her go, and he dragged her all the way to the door, and finally he let go.
Did you watch the whole video?
How he yanked her and dragged her across the store, and the mom wouldn't let her go.
It was actually about six or seven stories. It was just that was one little clip. There was like if you watch the whole thing, there was different places at different times where somebody was just going up and grabbing kids to see if they could get
away. No, I believe it. And this is where, look, my coworker said she went to the store right up the street. Had to be 2 miles down the street from where we work. She went to the grocery store with her daughter, and she wasn't thinking about it. And the little boy walked up to her and said, "How old are? What grade is your daughter in?" And she was like, "Oh, she's in sixth. And I think she's in like fourth or fifth or something like that." She's like, "Oh, she's in fifth." And then she stopped and she looked at the little boy. He just walked away. And she just was like, "Well, why would he?" Like, it started occurring to her in retrospect. Like, why did he ask that? Where did he just go? Who was he with? Why did he come up to me? And she said that she ended up just, she left her groceries. She went, told the manager, walk her out to her car. Because pretty much what people do, 100%, they literally will find someone that fits the age. They will tell the little kid or somebody to go find them. They'd be outside waiting to snatch you up when you putting your groceries in the car. And that's why I don't grocery shop at night. I don't park at the back. I don't do no, like, if it's too crowded, I don't do that shit. Like, I do bare minimum because people literally will set you up. Like, they will watch you. Like, Pete, girls be thinking that this guy's flirting with them. No, sweetheart, they about to yank your kids. Like, or rob you, shit. Like, but that shit literally happened to her, and she said she was like, she's good. And she, again, you will see the people who just be sitting around in the parking lot, or the people who just so happily be around. Those stories be really true. Like the lady who had left her kids in the car at the gas station and went in the gas station with the keys in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Left her kids. Somebody was right there at that exact moment to take her kids, take the car. Like, people be, they wait for you to slip up. They wait for shit like that.
Yeah, that's all.
I'm telling you, you gotta watch your kids. You gotta watch
everything.
Everything, like, that's really, it's a dangerous fucking world. So y'all better.
People leave their kids in a car with Uber drivers.
Well, some people also leave their children in the car, period, and let them burn up in the summertime. So. And die. So there are people who are just fucking retarded and should.
Oh yeah, I just saw that story recently too.
Kids, period. I don't understand why God would even give certain people the opportunity.
Lady went to go get coffee with her friends. Her baby was in the car. People saw the baby. They put like a tent up and tried to cover up the car. Went, found the lady, and pretty much recorded them just going off on her like, "You stupid, you dumb as fuck. Your baby was in the car." Baby was like 3 months old.
What the fuck, yo? Like, I just don't understand. That's a whole nother ball game. We're not even gonna talk about that because that's gonna open up another can of worms. But back to it.
You know they don't get in trouble.
Y'all remember the Waffle House situation? This is another one of them situations. Yeah, which one? Like, I really think the goddamn the government is literally allowing, like, doing this attacking, bro. So the Waffle House shooter that shot, I think this happened maybe like 3-4 months ago. A girl died, and a black boy was.
Didn't he take him out?
He gunned down 17 people on April 22nd. Y'all remember the Waffle House situation that happened in April?
Didn't the black dude save somebody? Didn't he save them?
People. Yeah,
I know about that. Yeah.
Now they're saying that the shooter may dodge trial with incompetent defense. Y'all.
That sounds about white.
Y'all.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, y'all. It doesn't sound wrong. It sounds like the way.
Wait, I got a question.
Goes every time.
What's up,
JD? Why aren't you talking? You did talk for a second, but like, it's been a long time, and you really haven't said much. Do you?
I'm just listening. I'll just be listening, y'all.
You super chill. No, it's cool. I understand. I was chill for a minute too.
Women talk. He's staying in a man.
He just nodding his head. I understand. He probably rubbing his chin, nodding his head. I just was wondering if he was, you know. But no, that shit is that shit's wild. How do you kill people? Somebody witness it, stop you, rescue all these people, and now you dodge you. And that's where the justice system is. It has loopholes, and it's set up for shit like this for the white people, right people.
The justice system wasn't made for us anyway. It's made to protect white people to begin with. So it's just like, I just don't understand why niggas feel the need to get in trouble, because, bro, that the justice system just ain't gonna protect you. Like, even if you didn't do it. Like, you gonna do something to get something to get locked up. Like, they make money off of you while you're in jail. Like, it costs a certain amount of money to keep you alive in jail, but they reaping the benefits because you locked up.
That you doing simple shit, labor.
Right. You ain't getting shit. Just like now with the wildfires that's going on in California, they using prisoners to try to combat it. Like, what? I mean, yeah, I get it, but bro, y'all some slaves. Like, y'all already get paid 50 cents a day, and now you going to fight a forest fire, and we have firefighters for that get paid so much more money than y'all, but y'all slaves.
That's wild.
That's all it is. It's right. It's
no, that's actually really fucking wild, because they start, that's pushing a line. That's starting to cross that line of, like, they're already prisoners. They already were the lowest form. You've really made them the lowest form of life.
Girl, they were doing that. Now you're making them go fight
fires and shit. But I'm saying, but it ain't slave days no more. That's what I'm saying.
No, my point is.
So for it to go back that they're pushing that, that's a fucked up line to try to cross.
I'm saying it's been the same since forever. Like, that's the, like.
No, I get that, but that's now what they're doing right now. That, see, I get what you're saying, but this is 2018.
But I'm saying
this is crossing the line that
not having running water, like, that's not a conspiracy. They are slaves.
It's not a conspiracy. I'm not saying that. It's the fact that.
Okay, let Bree talk, please.
Because it doesn't matter what happened back then. It's just, if we've gotten this far, and yes, it's been like that in the past, it shouldn't be like that now. Yes, I get Flint shouldn't be like that now, obviously. That's a little, like, this, it's really starting to cross that line again. And it shouldn't in 2018. It shouldn't. Like, that's something, why the fuck do they have prisoners out there fighting fire?
My point, like, is that I'm not referencing slavery, saying that was then. I'm saying that's been a continuation of history. It's never changed. So even to the point,
I get that, but that's when
it should be different. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, type shit. But it isn't. It's just getting. It's going continuously get worse.
I know, but to always hear that's just something that's continuous. That what we need is to hear people not want it and want the change, instead of saying, well, this is what's always been.
No, I'm not saying that anybody wants it. It's not about not wanting it or discussions. It's about doing.
No, I mean,
it's about.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like the same with Flint. We talking about it, but nobody's like coming together to band together, do anything. People are getting locked up. People are getting locked up on it. If the people of Flint, Michigan are, that's the only reason we hear about it. They are coming together. Like, y'all not gonna keep fucking ignoring us. But the general
And that's the thing. People, and it's because people push whatever agenda they want, and people don't care about stuff like that. People like drama, and that's not good enough drama. Real people being sick and dying, it's not good enough. They're not being dramatic enough. They like the shit, like the fat. I hate to be like this. They like the fat nigga that's losing weight. Which I get that. It's so encouraging, but it's so many people in Flint. Like, that little fucking girl, she finally getting attention. Got attention from Elon Musk. That's really fucking cool. Really hasn't changed much, which is just fucking wild, because she's got that attention. But it's the fact that people don't care about stuff like that. That's the same reason why prisoners are out there fighting fires, because people really don't give a fuck. And that's the issue, is that they just like, oh, well, that's just how it is. That's just how it's going to be.
No, it's not how it's going to be if people do shit. It doesn't have to be.
People
it
don't.
That's the whole thing, though. If we're talking about conspiracy theories, though, it's not going to change, because that's the point.
But it can if people do. Listen, it can if people do shit, but people won't. People wait for other people to do shit.
If that's the case, you tell me how many things have actually changed that people actually want to change. Because when it comes
it's a different, that's the thing. I get what has happened in the past. And that's the biggest thing, is that if you use the mindset of, well, what's changed? What have we had to change? What have we gotten? You're not looking at what we can do now. Fuck whatever has happened, because whatever has happened is shit. We all understand that it's been fucked up people running shit fucked up ways, but it's the fact that we're like, well, it's just going to continue to happen. No, we can do something about it.
That's not what we're saying. But if we're saying, like, it's been this way, not like, oh, it has to stay this way. It's a repetitive conversation. You're saying the same thing over and over, because there are people who do kind of stuff. They get killed and murdered because you do need numbers behind you. You can't sit up and try to fight,
because people are afraid, just like usual, and they don't want to step forward and do things.
Murdered, and not just in the sense of like, oh, this is a cool clean, I was sleeping and boom, a bullet to the head. No, they get tortured and murdered, and their whole family gets murdered or they get their name dragged across the mud on some bullshit like, oh, you molest kids. No, I don't. And now you have to deal with that aftermath of that bullshit. That, so it does, it is people's
but out, but it's a mass. We do live in happen. A different time. We live in a different time where it's easier to prove bullshit. But no, and that's not. What we
it doesn't it, matter because thank your name, if your name is already dragged, your name is done.
No, that's the thing. Listen, that's marketing. For people. Listen, that's for people who don't. That's listen. This you guys are looking at things, or how they work.
No,
it's not. It's a different time. It's a different time where proof, where people are coming with proof of these things being, it not being a conspiracy. It's being real shit. People know it. People have proof. It's not back in the day where they didn't have proof. It's not 10, 20 years ago where they couldn't prove
we're
things.
We're not saying now. We're saying people are stepping forward with the proof and they're being murdered. They're being killed.
So okay, but have to come and that's going and that's the thing. It's
The world, like people as the general public.
But people won't come together because no one comes forward in the first place. Because people are afraid to come forward.
They just discuss it. We're a group of discussers, not actor. Not we don't take action because we're comfortable. We're not sitting behind that prison cell hoping somebody comes and gets us. That's the reason it could be a discussion. It could be a hope. It could be a maybe, it could be a protest instead of actual action, demand, protest, real shit. Not protest in the sense of standing outside somewhere and screaming. Stop funding shit. Do you know how many corporations actually take free labor from prisoners? You know how many money to create that? But we
talk, and that's that, the thing. A lot of people. That's for people who that's for people who are comfortable in routines and just doing things who don't change their lives in order to make stands like that. I'll be honest, I'm a person that does. I don't do certain shit because I don't fuck with it, because I'm against it. And 100%, some people do. I don't judge them on it. But it starts with honestly pulling everything back to self, because no matter what you do, if you're doing something that's outside of your community, your family, yourself, the people who literally are supposed to uplift, that's why Black people don't do shit together. Because nothing, everything is still going out to other shit that does not help us. Even with the nail salons, the fucking, that lady at the fucking restaurant, Asian bitch with the white people sitting there laughing at them Black people. Like, it should have been more of an uproar, but people still gonna go out and go to these places. People still gonna go get their nails done. People still gonna go get their hair done.
People gonna pick and choose how they wanna be, how they wanna accept their racism.
And they still, and not even just, they just pick and choose their battles in general, not even racism, just
well, I mean,
battles.
Yeah, but
you kind of have to in a certain extent.
Well,
not necessarily. If you pull back, honestly, that's the thing. If everybody pulled back, because that's the thing that I 100% am really trying to do, be 100% self-sufficient, be self-sufficient.
Slowly but surely, everybody's trying to. I can't say everybody. I know that's my goal. Even in the financial sense, everything I do is to get my own land so I can do certain things.
And like to be off the grid. That's what people really, and even as a group, as just Black people talk about that shit all the time, talk about leaving. You ain't got to leave. Just pull back. And it'll be hard, but if you pull back, it cuts off shit and you able to focus on your community, your people, and actually solve problems. And yes, it's going to cause a bunch of bullshit, but you will get better, just more results, better results. Just something more than what has been. But people won't do that shit because we comfortable with what the fuck we got.
That's what I was saying. That's the exact point I was making the entire time. You were being like, that's
no, point. And I get people that, but that's the point that
they're comfortable becoming.
But that's always been the same thing.
And people don't want to, but it's not always been like that because post-slavery, our ancestors came together and built civilization. Why? They weren't comfortable. They came from nothing. So that whole bullshit of what's always been, it hasn't. As a generation, we rely more on technology. We rely more on propaganda. We don't want to fucking read. Our ancestors couldn't read a lick of shit and learn the fucking Constitution. When the last time anybody's picked up the Constitution, just read it? Just because. When the last time anybody's read their local state laws? When the last time anybody's read anything in financial
plan? Niggas don't even like to Google things about basic shit.
That's my point. It's like you're saying self-sufficiency. These are things like within yourself you can do, of course. And daily, of course, you try to get closer, whichever way you choose self-sufficiency, a spiritual, mental, physical. But at the same time, in order to enact real change, you need the numbers. That's what white people know. That's why they keep us divided. That's why they keep you thinking that you're not shit.
Niggas make excuses.
You need the fucking numbers. You can talk, talk, talk.
You can protest, protest, protest. You can tell people some real shit and get a couple people behind you. Your ass will go up missing. You'll get snuffed the fuck out. And that's, it's unfortunate. It's people who aren't
The thing is, this is how you got to attack that situation. Are you willing to die for it?
Yeah, I'm willing
and
to die
look,
for the fuck, I believe.
And you got to be smart. A lot of people do shit and they not smart. And this thing, sooner or later, yeah, people get got. People do get caught.
If it goes that.
And that's the thing. If you safe and you smart, it's people who have avoided dying and do fight good fucking battles. And that's the thing that I know that certain shit like that is meant for me, not to die the fucking like that, but to go and just to, as long as I'm being safe and cautious, and that's why I'm always so fucking cautious, is to be able to do shit that can change things instead of just living life and being, I'm just live this cookie cutter life and just,
for real.
But people don't, people think it's just,
you can't control people, you're gonna control you, like you said.
But people, but that, and that's the thing is, you can't control people.
Eventually, after you control you.
No, you can't. But that's the thing. You can't control people. It's people prove it every day. It's just people don't try it. Yes, you can. You can influence people. Influence is a form of control, for sure. Influence is definitely a form of control because influence becomes, at a certain point, peer pressure, and a lot of people are not strong enough and they fall weak to it. But the thing is, if you fall weak to something good, that's great. And that's why people are needed to just to push to, like, the people who keep pushing these agendas is great. I love it because a lot of people are weak and they fall to the wrong thing. And so, especially Black people, because they literally be fucking with the wrong people and the, just fucking with the wrong things. And that's why I do. I try to definitely watch who I talk to now, because people don't, they don't really think beyond just the normal day-to-day life. They go to work and that's it. They want a certain, they want a car, they want a certain house, music video, some bullshit entertainment life beyond fucking, I know people want to be on that fucking Love and Hip Hop shit, like, and that's their goals. But and it's nothing more.
You know why people go to the hood though? You know how you really control people, JD and everybody else. You know how you really control people? Desperation. That's why people go to the hood and they rape them as far as financially. They get them to rally behind certain things because when you give people hope, you give people dope. All you got to do is go to a bunch of people. That's why I say everybody's too comfortable to really enact change. Why am I going to give up my comfortability for a stranger? That's how most people look at it. Instead of thinking, doing the right thing and let me, put my, because that's what you're put on this earth too, is to make this place, this a better place. Regardless, that ain't a religious thing. That's just in your spirit. You know that, period. You know when you're supposed to do the right thing and when you're not. You know when you're supposed to enact certain things. You know when you're ignoring certain things. But the gist of it is, it starts, like you said, with oneself and branching with a bunch of like-minded people until you get to that point. Or going all out and going fucking crazy and going mayhem and going anarchy. But niggas ain't about that shit. Are you? No. We got kids and shit. We got to raise them and stuff. But, I mean, when y'all ready, I'm here.
Okay, so that was deep.
Want to go to religion? Or is that another podcast?
What time is it? Oh, no. We're already an hour. We're going to have to do religion another podcast. Because that actually is a history lesson in itself. But these conspiracies was good. Y'all little debacle that y'all had was cute. JD, you was too quiet tonight. I don't like it.
She's so quiet, dog. Like, I didn't even know he was there at a certain point.
I have a feeling why he was quiet. I don't think this topic is one of them topics he should be dabbling in. He should have just ignored the call, however. Whatever.
But he ain't.
Hey, I'm still trying to get my secret clearance, okay?
Right. So, I'm just, yeah. So, with that being said, I understand his standpoint. So, it's cool. I know his ass better talk when we talk about on the next episode. Yeah. America is one big old
piece of shit.
It's a whole bunch of control. It's a whole bunch of, I blame the media. I mean, but you got to pick your poison. Like, I hate the media, but I want to do media. You know what I'm saying? But it's what you do.
It's how you use it too.
Right. It's how you use it. So, yeah, I'm not going to be like no CNN. You know what I'm saying?
Don't be the coon on Fox. Please don't be the coon on Fox.
Yeah, you really gotta, you gotta pick your poison. You gotta pick how you wanna deal with your racism. Everybody do it day to day. I don't give a fuck. Everybody got a little bit of coon in them.
Got to for survival. Everybody got a little bit of bullshit in them.
To call people coons, but y'all go, you know, y'all go to a 9-to-5 every day, and you know, you paying taxes. Like, bro, you can't call nobody else a coon. You the biggest coon.
Nah, you know? That's different type coon shit. Them motherfuckers who literally lick the assholes of other races. That's coon shit. That's what that shit means.
But you can't sit up here and call nobody a coon. Like, everybody gonna coon differently.
I'm
gonna
call
a coon
what I want to call a coon.
Okay.
No
that's that shit we've been talking about. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna do what the fuck y'all want to do. If it aligns to your life, you do it. You know, y'all know y'all got y'all judgment calls. Y'all know what's right. Y'all know what's wrong. Y'all know how to manipulate a situation. Manipulate it to the best of your ability. You know what I'm saying? But don't sit up here and call somebody else something when you're doing the same exact thing. Don't be a hypocrite. So
everybody's a hypocrite, though. Everybody. Even when they don't try to be. That's why I'm a hypocrite. Like, huh? I said, I talk all this shit, but it's hypocritical in the sense of I'm not out here living my best life with my armpit hair down to the floor. And
absolutely.
Being all free and shit, and going to go grab my tomatoes off the vine that I just grew. It's like, bitch.
I don't think that the armpit won't. I mean, I might just do the tomatoes. I really want to do the farm. Look, I don't know about the armpit hair. People really be doing that shit though. They die.
It was a joke. It was a joke because it's stereotypical hippie shit like that people do. But I'm saying my point is the fact I'm on this phone. This phone, there's pieces in this phone that slaves had to pick out. There's literal slaves who die picking up pieces of this phone. So in that instance, that itself is hypocritical. I go in my car, drive gas that pollutes the earth every day. It's hypocritical. We all have our vices. It's just
that's
all about working to try to be the best you could be.
How you want to do things. And I've been noticing that lately. Like, you know what? Every situation is different. Every situation is different. Period. Too many people try to stick by this blueprint of what is supposed to be done. And a lot of y'all lose focus like that. That ain't
because they're trying to tell people how they should do it.
Exactly. And y'all, groupthink is huge on Twitter. So, y'all can pick and choose and y'all can stay in that bubble and y'all can just, you know, fight each other to the death of y'all. I don't give a fuck. As long as y'all not in my bubble, I don't give a fuck what y'all do. But other than that, like, we're gonna drop another episode on religion since we didn't have time to talk about it tonight. And, yeah, hopefully we don't have no more technical difficulties. Yeah, I was sick when I couldn't record. I'm like, what the fuck? I was kind of depressed this weekend. I just ate. Like,
but you look good though. You were like, yeah, Monday. I was like, damn, why Monday? It's so far.
It was, but I was out of town all weekend, so I really didn't have. I was in the country, so I.
Yeah, peeped that. You were like, "I'm about to go pack." I'm like, "Damn, she about to enjoy her weekend." Shit,
yeah, I didn't really have no service. I could have recorded, but my service stuck, and I just, you know. But we're back temporarily right now. We're gonna see how the rest of this week go. So, other than that, y'all can have y'allself a good night. Go buy some soap.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Good night. Toodle.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.